times, number 668, very often it's hard for me to get to second seder on time. And by the time it's out, by the time I'm out, it's 4:40. And I know I have to be home by 6:45. So I'm already cutting my seder in half. Is it worth it for me to go to the local base manager and get the full 2 hours rather than travel in the in-city traffic over here 20 minutes each way, and then I'll only be at the yeshiva for a short time? This is a good child that's relevant to many people. Yeshiva. He should not go to a local Bismanish, it's out of the question. He should go to his oilam, to his chabura, even just for a short time, because this is nothing daimit to that, and he has to be remain connected in that, and he has to keep up that erech. It's good time to say over that, I think what they were masmid Reb David Pervarsky. The raid was, he was able to go, let's see, 6:30 every morning to Panovich and start his seder before the davening. And it was one day a blackout, and it was even dangerous to go, and he was already very old. And even when he'd go, he wouldn't be able to see anything because of the blackout. So to learn, he certainly had enough Torah in him to do that, but that he could do in his house just as well. Doesn't have to put himself in sakana of going up and down steps through the windy route to get to his seat over there in Panovich. And he still did it. And they asked him, like, Kol Kach Loma, whatever you can do here, you can do at home. And he said, I'm a gate nish time, gate nish morgen. You know, he was on mood of Musa, and then Derech Musa, and he was misakan atzmoy, just not to fulfill the Shor Achas with his medrash. And that's a shtigl too short to this, but here we are so weak, and we, you know, going to the local shul just is starting a slippery slope. And giving up his seder, his maimon, his chavus, and his chabur, and his this and that, you know, like it's maybe once in a long while for a different tzeirich, but not, this is not the mahalach, he should, it's difficult to do that.